UP Coins, and it's great to have people like that in the community and around your program that are willing to step forward and help to get the young people into a game that maybe the price range was a little outside of what they can do. And unfortunately, we don't have any control of setting the ticket prices either. That's the league, and I've got a bone to pick with them at our league meetings this year and see if we can work on that a little bit. But I want to thank those people for coming forward and thank the people that came out. We had great crowds considering spring break and lots of other things going on.
All right, so 1-0 final. Michigan Tech gets shut out by Minnesota State on Saturday night. The force the big game to the next night, which was last night, Sunday night at the John McKinnis Student Ice Arena. We'll go through that when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show. Get your question in for Coach by emailing it to me, dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs. And an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
The Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, requires individuals and families to have qualifying health care coverage. Lake County is prepared to assist you in complying with this individual mandate. Additionally, if you purchased your health care through Healthcare Marketplace, you may qualify for a premium tax credit. Let the tax professionals at Lake Accounting prepare and e-file your returns to ensure you receive the maximum refund possible. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Hey sports fans, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Coach is in our studio. We're talking about going to the Game 3 of the Best of 3 series between Minnesota State and Michigan Tech. Last night was the game, 7:07, and it's been a while since we've had a Sunday game at the MAC. Not too many years back, but it has happened. And so we go to the game, and the Huskies, really, as a coaching staff, Coach, do you really have an unknown, and as far as, like, you talk about the legs and the lactic acid that builds up after three games, I mean, do you really know if the guys are feeling good or not, and even if they say they are?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question because, when I rely a lot on the assistant coaches or Tyler, they're around the team, like Gary and Joe and Shells, Tyler Shalass and Brian Brewster. They have a lot more interaction with the team on game days. I like to just keep my space, which I think the head coach should do, and there's a time to go in and do your thing and whatnot. And but they commented on how much better our team seemed to be Sunday morning when they came in. We came in at noon on Sunday because we had to spring ahead with the clock too, so you had a lot going on, and just the attitude and the focus, like they could sense that versus Saturday when they came in. So which I always think so important. And my big thing is I'm just always trying to read what we need. Do we need rest? Do we need to be pushed? Do we need to be pulled? Do we need to be coddled? Do we need to, a good workout? Do we need to go on the ice Sunday morning before the game? And you're just trying to, make sure. And every player can be different. And that's part of the hard part of knowing that. But I rely on Tyler and Brian Brewster a lot as far as the well-being and health and conditioning of our team. And I talk to them, obviously, early in the morning. And we decided that, you know, we weren't going to skate Sunday. We just were going to have a real good stretch, but just try to keep things light on Sunday morning as far as the coaching, even how much we gave them. You know, we just wanted to give them one or two things to focus on for the game and not five or six things where your mind gets all, you know, it can be draining physically on you, the 3 games in 3 days, but can be really draining mentally. And that's why I want to give a shout out to my my friend John Beilein and Michigan basketball, and just what they went through and the adversity and flying in the day of the game and having to go play and playing 4 games in 4 days and winning a Big Ten championship. So congratulations, coach. Job well done. But that's what goes into the coaching and just your players. And I thought Brian and Tyler did a real good job with our players. And you could see we had the energy and they were ready to go. And they even said during the stretch, Tyler said, yeah, they're much more focused. They're have much more energy today. And we only made the one change. You know, our depth is really getting tested right now because of some injuries, you know. And here's another thing. You don't have a Dylan, you know, Stamen or Brent Baltus, two darn good hockey players. And I give our players a ton of credit. But they did a great job. And I thought we handled our team well on Sunday. And you still have to go out and play the game and execute and make the plays.
We get the first goal of the game. Gavin Gould, a career game in his freshman year. Here's his first goal.
Clear behind the net, centers it, intercepted by Ock. Ock off of the boards, and Gould will help clear it up. Here come the Huskies now. Cross the line, pass to Gould in front. He'll shoot! Wow! Gavin Gould with the goal! And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead!
Nice feed over there by Beretta.
Well, really nice play. And we had a nice 3-on-2. I thought, we sort of turned the puck over. Just before that, Franklin gets a 2-on-1, and we got out of that okay, and then we come down, and we had possession of the puck. It was just a tough turnover, I think. We just mishandled the puck to give them the 2-on-1, and we come down on the 3-on-2, and we make the play, and Gavin's heating up at the right time. Boy, is he scored some big goals, and a good shot, and good for him.
Gavin Gould gets the goal.
I'm going to say it's important to get the first goal, too. We got shut out on Saturday night, and, you know, you have a big crowd, and you just don't get any energy. Your team there's no energy in the building because of that, not a lot to cheer about. And then, your players, you don't get that spark. So I thought it was huge that we got a goal fairly early in the game, even if it's just to get the crowd into the game and at least know that, you know, we can score on this guy.
They were into the game. Gavin Gould gets the goal. Thomas Beretta, Mark Ock, the assist, 7-10, the time of that even strength goal. The Mavericks go on a power play, and a fluky one goes in on Angus Redman.
First off of the point, backhands it down, play inside the Maverick and no score. Long lead pass intended for Knutson. He gets it at the line. He's onside. He is in. He shoots. Scores. Oh, name. What a pass.
Never mind. That was the wrong goal there. That's my fault. Got the wrong date on that one. Anyway, we're talking about the goal that was flipped up and high into the air on the dump in, and it ended up going in on Angus.
Yeah, it was. We did a real good job for the most part on the penalty kill, and their defenseman, Ian Scheid, who's a real good player, he's just trying to get to the blue line to be able to get the puck in without icing it, and he goes off for a change, but he just flipped it really high in the air, and I think Angus just lost sight of it when it almost hit the roof, the ceiling there, and it just sort of caught him at a bad spot, just sort of came right down right near the crossbar and where he was, and he just couldn't. It's like that center fielder and you out in the sun field, and you just lose that ball for a little bit and you can't pick it up again, and Angus just lost it and it went in right over his shoulder. But what I like, we've talked about it, what I liked is his bounce back from that. He didn't let that goal rattle him, and he can just shook it off, and I thought had a real strong game after that.
So it's 1-1 at that point, and that is the end of that's the scoring at the end of the first period, tied 1-1 going into the second period.
Yeah, and I didn't like it because it's not only a bad goal, you'd say it's a fluky goal, but it's, you know, 39 seconds after you get the lead. And that's where, you know, we always talk about that next shift. And, you know, we got a penalty called us, and it is what it is. But, we did a great job. But, anyway, that was a tough one to give up. And goals like that, I've seen goals like that just destroy a team. And that's what I like about our players and the leadership and the calmness. And we saw Mike Neville go up to Angus after that and just give him a little tap and said, hey, man, don't worry about it. We got your back. And yada, yada, yada. And I think that's so important, especially when you have a young goalie and you have a lot of freshmen playing in the game, just to settle things down.
Scheid gets the goal. That made it 1-1, so we go to the second period, and it's Gavin Gould with two power play tallies.
5-on-4 advantage for Michigan Tech, 2 minutes on the clock.